to the U.S. We rockin' this contagious monkey business, outrageous. Just confess your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh. G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite. B-E-P, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Turn me up. Turn me up. Come on, baby, just pump it. She ain't down with chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed, that's what we do, that's who we be.
B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass.
Shake it, shake it,
shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Come on, baby, just pump it.
Live and direct rocking the scene. Breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls. We're in it, do they think? Pump it, louder, come on. Don't stop and keep me going. Do it, let's get it on, move it.
Come on, baby, do it.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. spitting.
Come on.
So now I dwell just to say you're plain.
Come on.
Hold your cup cause I got the container.
Come on.
Pass the plate up. Cross the fader.
Come on.
Black sheep get played like the Sony innovator.
Come on.
Never the traitor. Party of flavor.
Come on.
And you can get a scoop later. You can
come
get
on.
With this or you can get with that. You can
come
get
on.
With this or you can get with that. You
come
can
on.
Get with this or you can get with that.
Come on. Here we come.
Come on. Here we come, yo.
sunlight. Muddy water runs between your knees. Everybody wants to be down at South Creek. Yeah, yeah. Baby, won't you come with me? Yeah.
No, we didn't go anywhere. We're back. We know that was a long break.
We just thought you guys might enjoy some music.
Yep. You got some good music in there.
And while you guys were enjoying music, Showtime enjoyed a... What was that you were eating, Showtime?
some secret food.
Yes. A magic food.
Gives me fuel for this show.
Awesome.
Without it, I am nothing. Okay, let's talk about the Giants now. Not really about what happened during the game today. I mean, actually, it's still going. It's headed to the bottom of the ninth right now. Giants and Cardinals.
Wow.
Giants are down 14-2. So if they could come back from this 12-point deficit,
be the greatest,
be the best comeback I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But before the game, I guess that's a real story here. Happy Bling Day to the Giants. They get their World Series rings. And we're looking at a picture of them right now.
Oh, nice.
They look really nice. They got the SF in gold. Then, are those diamonds?
I want one.
A lot of jewels all over them. And these are, you know, one of a kind. Only the players and coaches, trainers, Giants staff get these. Not all the staff, not just vendors or people like that, but...
The hot dog guy gets one.
Yeah, there's less than 50 of these that get made, so.
My gosh, wow. You know, I was just thinking, this just might be the chit coming out of me, but it would be kind of cool if, like, let's say, like, one of the Giants players were, like, wanting to get engaged to, like, their girlfriends or something, and, like, they propose with that ring. That'd actually be really sweet. I mean, of course, if they got divorced, you know, that'd be kind of bad because, like, he'd lose it, but, you know, let's just say they ended up together forever. That'd actually be kind of a sweet, like, ring to propose with. So
that does sound cool, but I think the girlfriend would... see that as, oh, you just care about yourself, you know. It's all about you and your baseball career.
I would be honored, but I can't speak for all women, but I know for me, I would be totally honored, especially if it was like an A's player and he gave me like his A's ring, if the A's ever get one again. That would be nice. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, if you put the girlfriend's name on it, it would help.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so each ring has the player's name on the side and their number. Posey's looks really cool. Posey 28, and then it's got a cable car.
It's awesome.
It's 2012 on either side of it. Yeah, 52 diamonds went into this.
Wow, that's a heavy ring.
Yeah.
If it's real gold and real diamonds, it's not a light ring.
It's for the big boys.
For sure.
And Posey's got two of them, and a lot of the players on the 2013 Giants have two of those.
Nice.
Players that were there in 2010.
Who are the new players?
New players this year. Let's see. Well, Andres Torres, he was on the team in 2010 and 2011, but not last year. But he's back this year.
Oh,
he was on the
God.
New York Mets last year.
That's terrible not to be there.
Yeah, but he still got a ring from 2010.
Okay, that's good. But he could have had two, though. But we won't be greedy.
Yeah. Posey's lucky because he wasn't even on the team. You know, 3 years ago at this point in the season.
Wow.
You know, he came up in May of 2010 and, of course, went on to win Rookie of the Year.
Very nice.
And win the World Series. And so he's already got two of them in this, if he plays the whole season, this season will just be his second full season.
Wow.
In the MLB. And he's already got two rings.
You know, you never know that because he's such a fan favorite. You know, I mean, I know the players love saying his name. They love talking about him. Even at the San Francisco Zoo, they named a newborn monkey Posey because she was born with red hair. And I know they took a vote. They put it out on Facebook and they took a vote to see who would to see which player they thought, which Giants player people thought they should name her after. And like the majority of people voted Posey, so her name became Posey. So it's sort of, you wouldn't know that he was kind of a newcomer. You would think he's like one of the more seasoned players for the Giants. I mean, he might be a seasoned player, but not for the Giants. And it's but he seems to be really loved, so I think that's interesting that he hasn't actually been there that long. But that means the public's really taken to him, so that's good.
Was Posey the monkey born with red hair or orange hair?
She was born with, like, it was kind of orangey hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people said red hair when they were like, oh, so look, she has like, red hair.
Yeah, let's just call it orange.
Yeah.
Name it after a giant.
Yeah. She was born in San Francisco with San Francisco Zoo orange hair, so they named her Posey.
Makes sense.
She's a beautiful little monkey. So.
Yeah, I don't think they had an official 2012 Giants baby last year. In 2010, I think they did that.
a Giants baby?
It was like
baby.
This contest. I don't know what you actually won. It might have been something kind of tacky, like an official certificate saying you were or your kid was the 2010 official 2010 San Francisco
wow.
Giants like world champion baby.
That's awesome.
Because you send in like, I don't know how you make it official, because I guess you can just lie about it. Maybe your birth certificate or something of when your kid was born, and whoever was born the closest to the minute that the Giants won the World Series in 2010.
That's awesome.
I think it was like November 2nd or 3rd at like, you know, 10:33 p.m.
Right,
whatever, right?
Yeah.
So whoever won, whoever was born closest to that,
that's really
time
awesome,
becomes the official baby.
I wonder if you could put that on a college application when you're older, like when you
well,
know.
Well, if you're applying for a job with the Giants,
this
it could
true,
help.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I'm just thinking, like, you know, especially for private schools, you have to write like a personal statement, like you have to tell about yourself and why you deserve to go there. Well, I'm the official Giants baby, and I, you know,
could definitely be a fun story to tell.
For sure, you'd be notable alumni. That's awesome.
Yes, if they ask you a question like, "So what makes you special? What makes you stand out above the rest of the candidates?"
Yeah, seriously, I am the official Giants baby. That's really cool. That's like kind of like royalty, sports royalty a little bit. You were like kind of born into this awesome position. That's really cool.
But see, what if that kid grows up and they don't like baseball? They
or
don't
the
even
Giants.
Like the Giants, or they just like another team. What if they move to LA like the Dodgers?
This is kind of a curse then. It's really bad. Or they grow up and play for another team. Think about that. What if they become a professional athlete and they play for another team? They play for the Dodgers. Ooh. That.
Yeah, it's always interesting when that happens. In basketball, for example, and we'll get to March Madness a little bit later on in the show and what's going on there. But a player for Michigan,
right,
Trey Burke, he's their best player, by the way, and he was voted best player in the country.
Wow.
So,
goodness.
You know, he's no just, you know, John Doe out there. He's a big name in college basketball, but he plays for Michigan, and he grew up a huge Ohio State fan,
right.
And that's it could be Michigan's biggest rival.
Right.
So he hated Michigan growing up.
And then he ended up playing for
him. Yeah, he ended up playing for him and doing really well. So whenever he beats Ohio State, you know, that must be kind of weird for him.
Yeah.
I mean, Ohio State fans probably hate him, even though he is an Ohio State fan.
I wonder how he feels about that, though. It's, I mean, I wonder.
Once he goes to the NBA, he'll, you know.
He'll get over it.
Yeah, then he might like Ohio State a little bit more.
That's true. Oh, my gosh. Well, at least he's doing well somewhere.
And his lifelong friend, childhood buddy, grew up a Michigan fan. He's a Michigan fan, and he ended up playing for Ohio State.
That's
Isn't
crazy.
Isn't that weird? They just kind of flip-flopped.
That's so weird. Oh, my gosh. Something similar that kind of makes me think of that. I rarely talk about soccer because I'm not a soccer fan, but I am a Beckham fan. But, you know, all girls like Beckham.
Bend it like Beckham.
Yes, of course. All the ladies out there love Beckham. We can admit that. But we, but he recently returned back to England to, not to England, but to Europe to play soccer. And there was a lot of talk about if he was going to go to like another big name English soccer team, because he played for Manchester United. That was the team he was born and raised loving. Like, his dad was a Manchester fan. Well, there's two Manchester teams. There's Manchester City and Manchester United. But he always loved Manchester United. And then, his dad did. And then he grew up loving Manchester United and then always wanted to play for them and then got the chance. And that's really where his career started and became really popular. And it was, and so when he left there, he always swore that he would never play for another team in England because he just didn't have the heart to do it. And so it was really interesting that so many people were wondering if he was going to go to like Chelsea or Arsenal or, you know, one of those other big teams out there in England, but he chose to go to Paris instead because he said he just didn't have the heart to play for another English team because that's the team that he grew up with. So that was pretty cool. But what's interesting though, he has a 14-year-old son that is currently trying out to be part of the youth team for Chelsea, and I think those teams are kind of rivals, so that's interesting. So I don't know how he feels about that, knowing that his oldest son might end up playing for Chelsea one day. But I like Chelsea because they're blue. I mean, I don't really care about the sport, but I like the color blue.
Don't soccer teams change their colors sometimes though? If there are two teams that are both, say, red and white, then like the visiting team will change their colors when they play each other?
I think so.
So it doesn't get confusing?
I think so. I don't know. I know when I was little, like a really little kid, I played soccer and we played another team that had our like same jersey. So we had to like turn our jerseys inside out or something like that. And it was pretty interesting. But yeah, it was, I think so. I don't know. I don't know everything that goes along with soccer. I just know Beckham, and more Beckham. So that's all I can tell you about. But yeah.
Beckham.
Yeah, seriously. How many times can you say it in a second? So yeah, that was, but yeah, so that just sort of made me think about that. Like, but no, he really seems to have a lot of allegiance to Manchester United, even though I think the coach of that team was really horrible to him right before he left, but he still doesn't have the heart to play for another team in England, I guess because it brings back so many memories for him about his childhood and everything. But he's a better man than me though, because I mean, if my coach was terrible to me, I'd go off and play for another team, for another rival team right there, and just beat the crap out of that team just to embarrass the coach. So so yeah, that's probably like all the soccer news you guys are gonna get on this show for like the entire semester. So enjoy that, all you soccer fans out there.
Make it last.
Seriously.
Oh, they actually, I'm on sanfrancisco.giants.mlb.com, which is the San Francisco Giants official website.
Oh wow.
And I'm looking at all the rings that are available for fans.
Wow.
To buy. I didn't even know they sold things like that. I mean, of course, they're not the same ones that the players have.
Right. No real gold, no diamonds, but some of those rings still might get pretty expensive, though.
Yeah, they also have cufflinks, necklaces, little pieces of SF jewelry.
Nice.
It's kind of nice, but very they nice. Got to be really expensive.
Probably.
Yeah.
But so, there's somebody out there that'll pay for them.
I'm sure there is.
Make like a nice Father's Day gift or something like that.
Yeah. So it, the game went final. The Giants actually put one red on the board in the ninth.
Nice. So they stepped
didn't go
it up
down
a bit.
Quietly, or you know, silently.
Okay, that's
made
good.
A little bit of noise in the ninth. 14-3 is the final.
3 is better than 2.
Yeah, Kane just he allowed 9 runs and his first start, first game of the season down in LA on April Fool's Day.
Oh.
He was great. Didn't allow a run, but 9 runs today. Wow.
That's because it was April Fool's. He was just joking around.
I guess.
Well,
this will wake him up for tomorrow. Hopefully, they'll come out swinging tomorrow. No nonsense. And actually, why are we talking
there about
tomorrow? Because we, both of us, woo, Showtime and Aquarius, we will both be at that game against Colorado.
Holla.
Should be a good one. Bumgarner should be on the mound. Madison Bumgarner will be pitching.
That's great. This is going to be my first baseball game of the season, so I'm excited. So last year was really cool. I got to go to the opening game for the A's, and I was really bummed out that I missed it this year. So this is going to be my first game. And this is interesting because I'm an A's fan, so it's interesting that my first game of the season would be a Giants game. I never thought that would happen, but you know what? I'm happy to be going, and so I'm glad we're getting the chance to go. And it'll be cool. It's going to be my first game, baseball game ever with Showtime, and Showtime is a huge baseball fan, so it's gonna be fun to just go. And yes, I love sharing the joys of baseball with another baseball enthusiast. So
enthusiast, I'm more of a fanatic, but
that works
I'll
too.
Take enthusiast.
Yes, for sure.
Just a baseball person,
for sure.
And even if you're not a baseball fan at all, it's still cool to check out AT&T Park sometime where the Giants
it's
play.
Really nice.
You know, anybody out there that has no interest in baseball, it's just a great tourist location.
It is. You can see the Golden Gate Bridge.
To check out one day. Yeah.
Not the Golden Gate, but the Bay Bridge, I think.
Well, if you sit high enough in the upper deck, which we will be, you can have a view all the way around. You can see everything, all parts of the city.
Nice.
And beyond. You'd see the Oakland Coliseum from AT&T Park. Yeah, you can see across the bay.
So I wonder, that could be really interesting if you have two games going on at night, one A's, one Giants, and they're both firework nights. Then that'd be really interesting to see fireworks shooting up from the Coliseum and from AT&T Park.
Yeah, well, they're never on the same night, but
they should do
that
one time.
Yeah, that would be cool to see.
Especially on the 4th of July, they should do Yeah, doesn't get more American than that.
Yeah, they always have those in the summer sometime. Actually, when I went on Friday, I went to the home opener for the Giants. They beat the Cardinals 1-0. Zito did great. They didn't have a flyover, which I was expecting. Usually on opening day, and also some playoff games, especially the World Series.
Right.
They have a couple Jets flyover.
Oh, nice.
Or even a B2 bomber.
Very nice.
Something special.
But not.
But no flyover.
They're getting cheap.
There were fireworks launched from atop the scoreboard, but that's probably cheaper than hiring a flyover, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, for sure. They're getting cheap. They could have hired some local pilots to do something.
Yeah, there were Giants.
Throw some paper airplanes or something. What's with that? Come on. Aw.
Yeah, that's a lot more electric and exciting when the national anthem's getting to the end. Land of the free. And then it goes vroom, over your head. And it startles everybody that's not expecting it.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of the national anthem, I have an issue. I cannot ever listen to the national anthem again. And I'll tell you why. Because in 1993, Whitney Houston sang the national anthem for the Super Bowl. I forget which Super Bowl it was, but it was like 1993. She sang the H-E double hockey sticks out of that. I would have just said the word, but I know there's nuns out there, so I'm trying to hold back. And she did such a good job with it. I mean, have you ever seen something where somebody does such a good job that there's no point in anybody else ever doing it again? I almost think they need to retire the song. And it was that good. It was just unbelievable. And it was sung the way that it was supposed to be sung, the way it was written for that type of a performance. And I've never heard anybody belt it the way that she did. I mean, it made you proud to be an American. Like, I mean, at that moment, you don't want to be anything else when you heard her sing it like that. And so now I hear other people sing it and they'll be like, oh, they did such a wonderful job. And I'm like, no, they didn't. You know, it's Kelly Clarkson recently, I think, sang at the, what was it? I don't know. It might have been something for like Obama or something like that. And she sang it, and it was just crud. It was pathetic. Beyonce's tried it. I have not. Now, somebody told me, and I haven't heard this, that a few years ago, Boys to Men did a really good job with it. I haven't heard that. But all I know is I heard Whitney Houston sing that. And it was so good that they were actually playing it after the Super Bowl. They played it on the radio, I think, for a few years. And she recorded it on one of her albums. So it was actually sold as like one of her regular CDs because it was that good and that inspirational. And I just can't listen to it anymore. So whenever I hear that song now, I'm just disappointed because it will never be what it was when Whitney Houston sang it. So I don't know.
Well, you can't compare everybody else to Whitney Houston.
That's true, you can't. But after she touched that song, it's just it was almost unfair for her to even sing it, because once she touched that song, nobody else could touch it. And I know whenever I watch shows like American Idol or X Factor or whatever, the judges always warn the contestants, do not touch a Whitney Houston song. Don't do it, because you will end up looking like a fool. And I think she almost did everybody a disservice, because once she sang that song, nobody else could go after her. I don't care how great of a singer you are, how great of an entertainer, you cannot touch that song anymore. So it's, I don't know, is there a way to pull that up? Maybe we could play it for our audience, or?
I'm sure I can look it up.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Do have internet access here.
Yes, we do. Thank you to the nuns that supply us with it.
Yeah, and when the national anthem is sung at a sporting event, I mean, it's more just tradition. Of course you're going to be more impressed, and it's going to be more enjoyable if the singer does a great job with it and you're moved by it. But the bottom line is, just to get it across, you have to have the national anthem sung.
Right.
You
know, at the opening, it's always of every important.
Professional sporting event, American sporting event.
Absolutely. So. It's very important, but it's just, it's one of those things where I just came down from such a, every time I hear the song, I come down from such a high of hearing it. And then you hear somebody else do it, and it's just, you just don't get those goosebumps the way you get it from Whitney Houston. And it's just such a letdown. And I just end up booing everybody that sings it because it's just not what it was when Whitney sang it. So I'm
It's not their fault that they're not as good as
Whitney. It's not their fault, but maybe they should just only play a recording of her doing it now and just not let anybody else sing it forever. So. Or maybe that's mean. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to look up this on YouTube right now. Whitney
okay,
Houston.
I think we might have found it, people.
Is this it? Yeah.
Yeah, there's one. I'm
this
not
one
sure
has
which
more
one.
Views.
Whichever one.
All right. This one's 1991.
Oh, was it 1991? I might have gotten the date
wrong.
Yeah.
I think it was. This advertisement's everywhere now.
Don't
on
you
the
hate
internet.
That?
Yeah.
Even though this one's with Stewie and the Family Guy cast, but still, don't you just hate when they just...
At least you can skip some of them.
Corrupt YouTube with stupid advertisements. That's what was so cool about YouTube. You could just pull out whatever you wanted to hear, and you didn't have to go through, sift through commercials and whatnot, and it's... such a blow. Or did you guys hear what happened with Facebook? I've heard, I don't know if this has already been a new rule that's sort of been activated already or not, been instated or not, but I've heard that if you're trying to find somebody on Facebook and you're trying to, like, you try and add them and you want to message them to let them know who you are so that they'll add you, I think you have to pay $1 or you're gonna have to pay $1 in order for it to go to their messages, because otherwise it's just gonna go to other. And they may not get your message and know that you're trying to add them. I just read about that.
Wait, so go through that again when you're trying to find somebody on Facebook.
So, like, let's say you're trying to add me on Facebook and you don't... and, like, I'm not going to know it's you. So you send me a friend request, but I don't know it's you. So then you have the option of, you can also send me a message along with the friend request and say, like, hey, you know, Aquarius, it's showtime, add me. But you would then have to pay $1 for that, because otherwise it's going to go to my other box and I might not check that instead of going to my messages. So if you want to go to my messages, so I'm guaranteed to get it, you got to pay $1. And I don't know if that's already been something that's been instated or not, but I know that that's... something that I've heard some people fussing about, and
so if you
want to
send
sick.
A message to somebody that's not your friend on Facebook,
right?
That's a ripoff.
Disgusting.
It's supposed to be a free service.
It is.
All right, we're gonna see if we can get audio on this. Sometimes when we play a video on the one of the three monitors we have here,
yes,
in the studio, audio doesn't really get through to the mixer, and I don't hear anything. Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna work.
Oh no! This is so tragic. We were able to.
The volume is up all the way on the computer.
Maybe if I stick the mic into the headphone.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, where is the sound coming out of? Are there any speakers on the computer? We can see her singing. That doesn't help. We gotta hear it. In the meantime, enjoy some Breaking Benjamin.
Chose me, so I hit the track running like a nosebleed. Life ain't great now, but it's much improved. Your album dropping this summer, that sucks for you, cause this is Bubba's moment. I put my mother on it, I said my mama, and it seems as if I love her, don't it? So buckle up, cause
cause it's gonna get bumpy. I call my girlfriend's Bettis and my grumpus. That bubble talk got you open wide. I giggle outside the booth, but ain't no joke inside. This is complicated, at least to y'all it is. Just let me sell 50 million, then I call it quits. But until that day, y'all in deep do. I never once saw you cranking, cause I just sleep through you. What you need to do is just admit you love me. The South has always been dirty, but now it's getting ugly. Don't get the wrong idea. My ego's getting bigger with every song I hear. Cause y'all been bullshit. Spin that booty chatter. I here for 2 days and came with something that truly matters. On goes the saga, a bubble's plight. She won't see tomorrow if I don't cut tonight. That's just my mood now. I hate it came to this. How else can I say it? I don't speak no other languages. I'm barely ripped now. So this the Jimmy talking. You hear that beat, don't you? That's just Timmy talking. Go ahead, throw them bowls. Break a bottle. Let's be honest, none of us will ever date a model. So let's just cut it loose. Ignore the repercussions. If you scared, then just forget what we discussing. This that new South. Take a picture of me, cause I'm a legend, and this is getting ugly. Is jumping, ain't it something? What makes it special? This whole moment came from nothing. Now you see in triples, I bet you slurp tonight. Lames hide your wallets, hating brawls, clutching purses tight. If you ain't trying to live, you with the wrong crowd. And if you feeling brave, then better sport that thong proud. And if you finally breathing, then sing this song loud. I'm glad I got you wet, I know you had a long drought. Don't worry about the law, they can't arrest us all. I had to crank it, couldn't have done nothing less for y'all. Forget your inhibitions, I wanna see you wildin'. And if Bubba dies tonight, he was smiling.
Can't survive. Will you die?
back. Oh, so loud. And unfortunately, we could not get Whitney Houston to sing for us today. So, yep. I mean, the mixer we have is very complicated in terms of all the plugs it has and what size they are and what cords will fit into there, and then also fit into the headphone jack on the computer so we can directly input the sound into the mixer. You know, you should be able to just play a video on your computer, and that volume should just be picked up by the radio, because I know I did that last semester during my show. Yeah. Try to get that worked out. Oh, I'm sorry. I actually had you muted, Aquarius.
Oh, God. I was talking to myself, folks.
I could hear you, but nobody else could.
Probably better anyway.
All right. So we're approaching 5 o'clock here, but we started late, so we'll end a little bit late today. All right, so the Giants, they lost, and that puts them at 3-3 on the season so far. And actually, that's only good enough for fourth place in their division out of five teams, because the Dodgers won today. They're now 4-2. And, wow, Arizona and Colorado, they also won today. And they're, I don't know if this is updated, they're either 4-1 or 5-1.
Wow.
And San Diego, they're 1-4.
Colorado and the Giants face off tomorrow.
Yes, so that should be a good one, because Colorado's looking really good so far.
Yes, so the Giants better take some magic pills or something. Huh. Something. No, don't do that. You'll get disqualified. But do something.
Yeah, and baseball magic pills are illegal.
Yes. The law can be a problem.
Yeah, but I'm not worried, because we got Mad Bum going for the Giants, and his last start, Madison Bumgarner, he was lights out. And I know Kane, his first start of the season, he was lights out, and today he gave up 9 runs. But
awesome.
You know, that stuff happens. So Bumgarner's got this.
I'm trying to think as an A's fan, how many of the Giants players actually know. I know Tim Lincecum. I know Buster Posey. I know Barry Zito. Something Sandoval. Pablo Sandoval. Okay, there is Santiago Casilla. The only reason I know him is because he was with the A's. He used to pitch for the A's. And my favorite player on the Giants, and that's because he was one of my favorite players on the A's, is Marco Scudero. I love you, Marco Scudero. I'm sorry that you're not with the A's anymore, but I'm glad that you found happiness and success. So, but yes, so it's, he was just awesome. That guy was such a team player when he was with the A's. And I know people say, well, like, baseball is a team sport, so how can you not be a team player? But he was just really all about the team, and he was always there to back up the other guy that he was playing with, Shannon Stewart. And the two of them were like Batman and Robin when they were playing for the A's, and I missed the two of them together. So, but yes, I love those guys, and I love Marco. So, holla.
Yeah, I like Scudero a lot. I liked him when he was on the A's too. That was in the prime of his career. Now he's older, but he's still a good player.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't like how people nowadays, when he's on the Giants fans, like they did this when I was at the game a couple days ago. They yell, Marco Scudero.
Oh.
Marco Scudero.
They make like a Marco Polo game out of it.
Yeah, and when I think of that chant, I just think of the A's and his days when he's on the A's. You can't do that now. You know, that's old school, right?
That's true, it is.
It's like that was so 2005, and, you know, years he was on the A's.
That's really true. They used to...
And it just, it's been overused, you know, throughout the years.
They
need to come up with a new one for him.
They really do, because, like, when you were saying that just brings back memories of, like, when I was, you know, like, 2007, like, when I was, you know, out there in the fields, and people would, like, you know, totally Marco Polo, you know, kind of game his name, and it was just so much fun. So I guess, yeah, the Giants, you guys. It's a new team. You guys got to do something different there. Sorry. That was that was the creativity from the Acers. You guys got to do something else. But yeah, but Marcus Scudero's is just awesome. What else could they do for his name, though? If they're not going to sort of play the Marco Polo game with his name, what could they do for Scudero's name?
Let's go, Scudero. I don't
know. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I don't really know of something original. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll come up with something for next show.
That should be a contest for all your fans and listeners. You guys should go to Showtime's Facebook.
Yeah, go to the All Sorts of Sports
Facebook page. Yeah, and you guys should come up with the best sort of
Leave
chant.
Some comments.
Yeah. You guys should come up for like the best chant for like Marco Scudero. And then who knows? Maybe the Giants might instate it. And then, you know, your guys' chance could be out there during a Giants game, and you guys will know that you're responsible for that. So be proactive, people. Come on. Scudero needs your help.
So he's 37 years old, number 19, 5'10", 185. Come up with something, Scudero.
Yeah.
I like this song right
here. He's younger than I thought.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond.
It is a great song, isn't it?
Cake, the artist. All right, so the A's, speaking of the A's, they are 5-2 now. See, they lost their first two games of the season, then they've won five straight, and they're sitting at first place atop the AL West, the division that this year has Houston, the Houston Astros.
Oh, wow.
They moved over from the National League Central, and they're only 1-5. They weren't expected to do anything this year.
Wow.
They were kind of like an expansion team, really. They have a bunch of nobodies on their team. You know, nobody really knows any players on their team nationally. Like, you probably don't know anybody on the Astros, do you?
No, not at all.
So
I never even think about the Astros. When I think about baseball, the Astros never come to mind.
They hope they could change that in a few years.
Yeah.
The rebuilding.
It makes me wonder, though, because we were talking about how the A's are the second poorest team in the league. I wonder, do you think the Astros are, like, the first team? Because they're so unknown. Like, I could see how they could be the poorest.
That's a possibility. I mean, in terms of attendance at games, Houston's pretty low. Also, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Miami Marlins, and the A's.
Oh, poor Marlins.
Yeah, Florida is just a terrible state for professional sports. Nobody's really that into them there. The Miami Heat, the best team in basketball, they don't even sell out the regular season games.
Interesting.
Only when they get to the playoffs.
Just because everybody's at the beach, that's why.
I guess all the old retired people living down in Florida, they don't go to games, I guess.
Jeez,
I don't know.
Come on, old people. We need you.
Need somebody there.
Aw, yeah. The Marlins.
Just a big bandwagon state.
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously.
When the teams start doing well, then people go. But even then,
I
mean, look at the Heat. They're the defending champs.
I'm surprised, though. I'm really surprised to hear that, because I always thought like the Heat was, you know, like such
a they're the dream team. You
know? Yeah, they're such a popular
team. Come on, if
I
lived down there, even if I wasn't a fan, I would want to go see LeBron in person.
Seriously,
Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, all those guys.
And Shaq was with them for a while. He's not there anymore, though, right? He retired, right?
He's been doing
commercials.
Pre and post, commercials and pregame and postgame shows on TNT.
There you go, yeah.
That's what he does. And he's actually he's into sketch comedy now.
I'm not surprised.
He has his own YouTube channel, and he has his own show, The Upload.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
He always seemed like he was a bit of a comedian. You know, when I first started loving Shaq, going back to movies, there's a movie that came out called Kazam, and it was... And Shaquille O'Neal played a genie in it. And he, like, bumped into the street kid named Max. He was played by a kid actor named Francis Capra. And he granted Max, like, three wishes. And it was real kind of like a... Like, almost kind of like a hood version of Aladdin. But it was really cool. It was a fun movie. So, yeah, I love Kazam. And he was like a genie that, like, rapped. And he could play basketball and all these cool things. Like, hang with the kids in the street. It was really cool. So it was called Kazam. You guys should watch it.
Yeah, he's made some cameos in a few movies.
Yeah.
Shaq has. He was in, I think it was... The Wash. Have you seen that with Dr. Dre? Snoop Dogg. Even Eminem's in it for a bit.
I have
it. I think Shaq's
in
it too. There's like a bunch of rappers in it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what's pretty sad? I know Dr. Dre is like a legend. Out of all the rappers out there, like old and new, I know least about Dr. Dre.
Well, nowadays, most people know, especially younger people like you and me, because, you know, nowadays he doesn't rap as much.
Okay.
Most people know him for his producing.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And also for his other business ventures like Beats headphones. I mean,
okay,
he's made
yeah,
a killing off of those. So, and he, you know, he mostly produces now. He doesn't. He raps in some songs now that come out.
Right.
He doesn't have his own stuff, though. He's always featured in
somebody's
song.
Yeah.
He'll just have a verse here and there.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Eminem and 50 Cent.
Right.
He comes on their song sometimes because he produces them.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, like you said, like, you always think of him as the producer, the guy behind the magic. But I never really, like, if somebody were, like, to say, like, hey, name a Dr. Dre song, the only one I can think of is, like, that one where he did, like, a collaboration with Snoop Dogg, like, way back in the 90s. And it was like,
oh, the off the album The Chronic.
I think so.
Yeah.
It was like Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr.
Yeah,
Dre
yeah.
is at the door.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only
yeah, that's when. Well, now he's Snoop Lion.
Yeah,
then,
I heard about
for
that.
For most of his career, he was Snoop Dogg. But then even before that, the time period you're talking about, he was Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yeah, yeah. He's always Snoop Dogg to me, though.
Yeah.
I know Snoop he's Snoop Lion now, but whatever. He's still Snoop Dogg.
Huh.
That's
he
not
sounds
gonna change.
The same as songs as Snoop Lion.
Exactly.
Like, it's just reggae, you know, instrumentals in the background.
It's just,
but
yeah.
His rapping sounds the same.
Snoop Lion.
Huh.
Whatever you say, Snoop Dogg.
He wishes he was Jamaican.
Or something. Huh. Probably, because, like, don't they have really good weed or something down there?
Yeah, so, you know, he would be all over that.
Yeah. I'm not surprised he loves all things Jamaican. So. That kind of takes me back to, like, the days when, like, what was it, Puff Daddy decided to become P. Diddy for, like, whatever.
Now he's just Diddy.
Diddy, yeah, for whatever random reason. Jeez, they jump through so many hoops. I don't know what's up with them, but, yeah. But whatever makes him happy.
Yeah,
right,
it's stupid if he gets offended when people call him Puff Daddy. You know?
Or something, yeah.
It's the same thing. Or P. Diddy. Oh, no, it's just Diddy.
Diddy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Seriously. I still call him
or
Puffy,
just
too.
Puff. Yeah.
Like, when I see him in, like, an interview or something, I'm like, oh, look, there's Puffy. I don't care what he thinks.
P.D.
P.D. P.D.
Just call him Sean.
Sean.
That's his
John.
Real name.
Yeah.
Looking at the Tigers website. Yeah, so two aces got lit up today on both of my favorite teams. Matt Cain on the Giants allowed 9 runs. Verlander, I don't know how many runs he allowed today, but he lost to CC Sabathia and the Yankees. Detroit lost 7-0.
Oh, wow.
And my friend Charlie, who called the show a couple weeks ago, he's a huge Yankees fan.
Oh, okay.
And so whenever the Yankees and Tigers play each other, which they do, you know, a few times every season, he always likes to, you know, blow up my phone with all these stats about Yankees Tigers and why the Yankees are better.
Oh my gosh, that can drive you crazy. But he
it's
doesn't
fun,
do it all
though.
The time
it's
though,
competitive.
Right? It's just okay.
Yeah.
If it's just a little bit here and there, I can do it. That I had one friend that just
drove you know,
me
I'm
crazy.
Into it.
So
know, I'm
yeah.
huge baseball fanatic, so I like it.
Okay, very cool.
Is then I talk back, you know, I say why the Tigers are better. And
for sure, yeah. I can deal with it if it's sort of like during a game or something, but I had this friend that for like a year was harassing me like day in and day out about like the team that he loved, and he was like sending me newspaper articles and this and that, and then he would call me like these horrible names like that just you should not call a person, and he would just be texting fanatically, and it'd be like 1 o'clock in the morning, he's still texting, and I'm like, didn't this argument end like 6 months ago? And it's just that it got to be out of hand. Like, I don't mind a bit of like competition or rivalry, but that was just too much for me. It was it started to feel like you were just in one of those heated debates about politics or something, and I just got tired.
And I can be kind of a freak and a fanatic when it comes to baseball, but I still think that's way overboard.
It really was. I can appreciate like a spirited person that loves their team and will defend them.
Yeah,
to
but
the
when
end,
it gets derogatory,
right? Yeah, exactly. Like when you start calling a person horrible names and you're like up in the middle of the night, like texting like a fanatic and all sorts of stuff. It's like it kind of needs to like chill out a little bit. So, unfortunate. What I had to do with this person was I had to block their text, and then I went months without talking to this person, and then eventually, like, we started talking again, and he was like wondering where I went. I was like, I told you you were annoying the heck out of me. And he's like, oh, well, if I know you were gonna block my text, I wouldn't have done it. So he kind of gets the message now, but I kind of have to like go to extreme measures to like get the message across. I'm craving nachos. Is anybody hungry out there?
Anybody have nachos in here? We got a whole audience with us in here in the studio.
No, absolutely. We don't. Well, for all of those listening, please bring me some nachos, because you know I'm on air right now, so I can't get them myself.
How about some NBA? Let's shift gears a little bit. Been mostly baseball the whole show.
Because we love baseball.
We do, and it's baseball season. See, last show, which was 2 weeks ago, the regular season hadn't started yet.
That's true, and we had now a lot less to say.
Now we have tons of baseball to talk about.
That's true. Baseball for everyone.
So, just the update on the standings right now in the NBA. Do you know what NBA stands for, Aquarius?
National Basketball Association.
Good job.
Thank you.
You know, we should have some sports trivia questions.
We should.
In the
show.
Tougher ones than that.
They'll, like, try to stomp the other person in, like, a couple quiz games. It'd be really fun.
Yeah, I should come up with some for you. You should come up with some for me.
Awesome. Like fun. A Jeopardy thing or, like, Wheel of Fortune. Sports Wheel of Fortune. That'd be awesome.
The Price is Right.
Like, seriously, yeah.
Like, what was Posey's batting average last year? You know, try to guess
no
it.
No clue. Oh, my God. I got to start studying. Watch me actually study for this and not my classes. Like, it just sounds like something I do.
It's important, too.
For sure.
All right, so the Warriors are sitting at sixth place still. They are 44-32. They got 6 games remaining, and their magic number is down to 2. And do you know what a magic number is when it comes to sports?
Enlighten me, Showtime, or share with me. Inside joke, folks.
Yeah, that goes back to last semester in radio. Share with us, Showtime.
Yes.
When I made an appearance on DJ Noni's show.
Yes. Finding your voice.
Yeah, that's all I'll say about that. So anyway, a magic number. So the Warriors' magic number is 2, which means they clinch a playoff berth, it's called. Like, they'll be guaranteed a spot in the playoffs. If they win 2 more games, or if the teams right behind them competing for their spot lose 2 more games.
Interesting.
Or a combination of the two. If they win 1 and Houston, who's 7th place, loses 1. So basically, there's 6 games left. They only need 2 wins by them or 2 losses by someone else. So it's like a 95% chance that they'll make it.
Very nice. So can you say that for like every team? For any sport, like, oh, it's the magic number situation? Uh-huh.
I mean, the NFL, there's only 16 games in the regular season, so you don't really hear magic numbers being thrown out there.
Wow.
Yeah. But baseball, you hear that mostly in baseball. Once it gets down to September, right before the playoffs start in October, you know, you start hearing, Giants magic number is down to 6, right?
Very nice,
with, like, a couple of weeks left.
Wow.
It's just how close they are to clinching spot.
Interesting. So this kind of led me to this thought, because we talk about so many different sports here on All Sort of Sports. What sport, like, for an average player, I'm not talking about, like, you know, your Tiger Woods and your Michael Jordans and your Beckhams and the top players in those sports, but I mean, just for like your average player, which sport plays the most? Pays the most. Like, which sport can you make the most money at? Baseball, basketball, football, like, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you see, golf is not a team sport, right? You're just an individual out there. So if you're, you know, superstar status, really, really good.
Right.
Like Tiger Woods, actually, he's regained his greatness.
Status, yeah.
And now he's number one again for the first time in a couple of years. So, you know, he's so great. And actually, he makes a lot of his money just from endorsements.
Right, yeah.
But also his winnings from the tournaments he wins.
Right.
You can make a lot of money as a golfer, but you have to be really good.
Right.
The average golfer isn't going to make that much money.
Right, yeah.
Comparatively to like the average baseball player.
Right.
But baseball, in terms of the 4 major sports, major North American sports, say North America, not just United States, because there are a couple of Canadian teams like the Toronto Raptors in basketball, Toronto Blue Jays baseball.
Canada, they're family.
Yeah, hockey.
They're one of us.
Canucks, too. Canadians, yeah. So, baseball, football, basketball, hockey.
The
out of those
sports.
Four, except hockey, no.
Ah, the
hockey's cool. They're just fourth out of that list, in my opinion.
There you go.
I would say baseball, on average, the average baseball player, MLB player. Let me clarify.
Oh, okay.
You know, makes more than the average NBA, NFL, NHL player.
Interesting. Is that because they play more?
Yeah, I would say that's probably has a lot to do with it. Because really, you know, a baseball season, there's 10 times more games than an NFL season.
Right.
16 games versus 162.
It's true.
So you're playing almost every day for 6 months.
Right.
6 months straight. And, you know, you have a day off every 10 days or so on average.
Right.
There's 162 games in about 180 days.
Wow.
So you got to go out there every night.
Play
if
your
you
heart
get hurt,
out.
You can miss a lot of games.
Wow.
Where in football, if you get hurt and miss one game, you know, you got like 13 days
wow.
in between, you know, one game. If you miss one, then the next one.
Ooh, yeah. Goodness, yeah. So okay, that makes sense. Why?
But you can make player. You know upwards of $20 million easily in football, in basketball.
Okay.
You know, I really don't know much at all about hockey, but
yeah,
I'm sure you can there too.
what's like the average salary for a baseball player? And I don't mean Derek Jeter, like you know the marquee players, but I just mean for like an average Joe Schmo, but still Major League Baseball player. What's like it's like an average salary for those guys?
Well.
Like a pretty standard salary.
Yeah, I would say since the highest paid players get $30 million, sometimes even more per
wow.
year. Even the worst or the lowest paid MLB players, some of them get less than $1 million, but that's pretty uncommon.
Wow.
Most players make more than $1 million per year, so the average should be around $5 million per year.
Oh
which
gosh.
Is nothing for an MLB player,
right?
You know,
but
it's
still
crazy. That's
so just
a lot
even
of money
for like a bad,
yeah, I mean like
worthless
well,
player.
Lincecum, you know, last year he had one of the worst years of any pitcher. But he still made $20 million,
right?
But he's had great years too, so you know he already had earned the great contract.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
So yeah, I would say around $3 to $5 million.
That's awesome. I need to join a professional team right now for some sport, any sport. All my worries will be over.
I'm actually Googling this right now.
Aw, thank you, Showtime.
According to CBSSports.com, the average player salary in the MLB in 2012, last season, was $3.4 million.
Oh.
$3.4 million. Wow.
Wow.
And then the year before it was 3.3. Goes up a little bit every year typically.
Wow.
Wow.
Watch, give it like 10 more years and like the starting salary is going to be like $10 million for just like an average worthless MLB player.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan became the first player to earn an average salary above $1 million in 1979. And
wow.
then since then, I mean, $1 million today, you have to be a pretty bad player to get just
yeah,
$1 million.
Yeah, that's true. But then, like for Joe Schmo's like teachers and whatnot, you know, that's like it's a miracle salary right there.
And coaches, some get paid
a lot.
A lot. College basketball coaches get paid as much as $5 million per season. Some of them at the big schools.
Really?
Big basketball programs. And while I think that's crazy because the players don't get paid anything.
That's true. That's very
true. College.
But I guess they're
out there. They're the ones out there playing. The coach is getting paid millions.
It's very true. I guess they're looking at it because like the coaches are like actually like, I guess supposed to be ones teaching them and training them up to go into the like the major leagues or like, you know, the professional side of the sport. So maybe that's why they're getting paid so much. But still, that's a lot. For a college coach. Michelle Obama's brother is, I believe, the basketball coach for Oregon, isn't he?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
He's the head coach for like one of those like really popular basketball teams. I thought it was Oregon, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I actually had no idea about that.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, you could be like, oh, well, in my family, you know, somebody's a college basketball coach at a huge school. Wow, that's awesome. But that's nothing compared to first lady.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, yes, in my family, we have presidents, first ladies, and head basketball coaches. Good Lord.
Yeah, so before we end the show, I got to get to some March Madness. Got to talk about this. College basketball.
March Madness.
My favorite college team, Michigan.
They're in
the national championship, and actually, I'll be at the Giants game tomorrow during the national championship. But
wow.
At least I have DVR at home.
That's
I could
true.
Tape the game, which
and you
I will
have
be,
an awesome phone
yeah,
that
I will
can
watch,
tell you everything that's
yes,
going on.
Yes, and I will watch the whole game, if not that night, then the next day. Wall to wall, but not the commercials.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'll be glued to that, even if I already know what happens. If they lose, I'll still want to watch it.
That's true.
But they won't. They'll win.
Yes. Positive thinking.
At least I
people.
Hope so. Yes. As Noni likes to do on her show, positive.
Yes,
positive
vibes. Thinking.
So, number 4 Michigan, they will take on the number 1 overall seed in the tournament, Louisville. Number 1 overall team in the
wow.
country. The start of the tournament. So, you know, they were the favorite from the beginning, and they've proven to, you know, be the best team so far, going all the way to the championship. We'll see if they're still the best team tomorrow night. The game will start at 6. I think 6 Pacific time. Yeah. 6:23.
Awesome.
To be exact.
Wow.
9:23 Eastern.
That's
on
right
CBS.
Around the time the game starts, the baseball game that we're going to start today.
Yeah, we'll be there at that time, and the first pitch will be at around 7:15.
Awesome.
We'll take the school bus over there.
Oh, the magic school bus.
So yeah, Michigan, it's kind of been an up and down season for them, really. They started off the season 16-0. It's either 16-0 or 19-0. I think it was 16-0. So for the rankings come out every week, right? Every Monday during the regular season.
Right.
The college basketball rankings. So for 1 week, one Monday, they're ranked number 1.
Oh, very nice.
When they
nice.
Were 16-0, I think. And then they went on a little bit of a losing streak, lost that. So they were a number 1 at one point this year. So, you know, they have it in them
yes.
to be a really good team.
They just got
to
reclaim their glory.
Yeah. After going 16-0, they lost like 5 of 6, something terrible like that. And they really had a sloppy middle of the season. And at the end, they picked it up a little bit, got a little momentum going into the Big Ten conference tournament.
Nice.
Big Ten is the conference they're in. Then they won the first game of that against some garbage team, right? They're one of the best teams.
Oh, nice.
So it's like, okay, that doesn't really say anything, winning that. And then they lost the next game. They're out of the tournament.
Wow.
For their conference already. So it's like, wow, they're not looking good at all. And then their next game was in the NCAA tournament, the national one.
Oh, nice.
So it's like, wow, how are they going to do in this after just not looking good the last couple of weeks?
Right.
And they haven't lost since then. They won every game in the tournament so far.
Very
and they
nice.
Moved themselves all the way into the national championship.
Very nice.
The first game of the tournament, they beat, you know, they're a 4 seed, so they played a 13 seed. So it wasn't that much of an accomplishment, right?
But still, hey.
Yeah, but still, it was a win. They killed him, actually, I think. And then their next game was against number 5, VCU. So that was a pretty close matchup.
Oh, okay.
But they beat them. Then they played number 1 in their region. There's 4 number 1s, right? There's 64 teams.
Right.
And seeds 1 through 16. In each of the 4 regions. So there's 4 number 1s, 4 number 2s, all of that.
Very nice.
But Louisville, who's now playing tomorrow against Michigan, they're the number 1 overall. So it's like, if you ask who of the 4 number 1s are the best, it's Louisville.
gosh.
So just the number one team in the country.
Michigan better be ready.
Yeah.
Now they need Magic Pill. But they got it in them, though. They can do it.
So they beat a 13 seed so far. Michigan did. Then a 5. Then a 1. Then number 3, Florida. And yesterday, I was at work watching this on the one TV.
Right.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, where I worked. There's one TV in the corner, so I could barely make out the score.
Oh.
But I kept looking up at it. They played another number 4, Syracuse, who's just been on fire. Could be the best defensive team in the country.
Wow.
Syracuse, really tough team. And it was a really tight game, but Michigan, it made it look, and I was biting my nails watching it. There was about
a
minute or two left. Syracuse was within 1, because Michigan had about an 8-point lead on them with 3 minutes left.
Wow.
So I was like, all right, they got this. Syracuse pulled within 1. I was getting really nervous, but Michigan pulled it off, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's been really intense.
They've been hanging in there.
Yeah, it's the first year I've really been watching almost every a good number of March Madness games, and I've been really into it this year.
Okay, that's good.
I've never been into college basketball too much. I don't know, something about this year, just from the beginning of the season, I started watching
more
games.
Sparking your interest.
Yeah, and good thing, because, you know, I followed Michigan all season watching their games, and then now here they are, so it's a good...
Awesome.
Time to get in on the action.
It's very cool. I have never watched March Madness at all, like ever. It's not that I don't like it. I've never watched it. I need to. I think next time around, I'm really going to take some time and like really like, at least so I can like really like try and get into like what's going on and really appreciate the festivities, because I haven't watched it for no other reason than I just haven't taken the time to do so. But yeah, but it's so exciting. And I know one of my classes, the teacher was, when we got back to school, the teacher was like, oh, how's everybody doing? And everybody started talking about March Madness, and I didn't have anything to say, so I need to start watching.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun because people around the country fill out brackets, and some are just for fun. Most of them are for money, though. And it makes it more interesting when you have a team to root for because you're financially staked in whether they win or lose.
So
it's always fun. And also as a fan, you know, like I'm a fan of Michigan, so I want them to win.
That's true. So how is Duke doing? And the only reason I ask is because people are always raving about what a great basketball team Duke has. Is that true?
Well, yeah, it seems like every year they go pretty far in the tournament. They're always like in the top 10.
Okay.
Ranking nationally. And they actually made it all the way to the Final Four. They lost to Louisville.
Oh, okay.
No, they made it to... Sorry. The Elite Eight. They lost to Louisville 2 games ago.
Oh, okay. Everybody's losing to Louisville.
Yeah. And then yesterday, Louisville beat Wichita State.
Ah, okay.
And Wichita State, they surprised everybody. They were a number 9 seed. So if they would have beat the number 1 overall, that would have been a huge upset.
Wow.
And they came pretty close.
Goodness.
Yeah, and they had already beaten number 1 Gonzaga, another number 1.
Right.
Earlier in the tournament, they would have beaten 2 number 1s.
Oh, wow. So, oh, my god.
Michigan can do that because they already beat number 1 Kansas earlier. So if they beat Louisville tomorrow, there you go.
So they got it in them. Oh, gosh. Make sure you keep me posted on what happens. I want to know.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
On one hand, of course, I want to know what happens.
Right.
And I'll definitely be thinking tomorrow at the Giants game, like, oh, Michigan game's going on right now.
Right.
So I'll be wanting to look at my phone for updates.
That's true.
But also... It's like, I want to just be able to watch it without knowing what happens, right?
Right?
So
yeah.
Then it feels like I'm watching it live.
That's true, yeah.
But I know I'm going to hear about it
somehow.
So
they'll probably even broadcast it like at the baseball game, because sometimes they like to highlight what's going on in other sports at baseball games.
Yeah, in between innings, you're right. They'll probably be like, oh, the national championship, here's an update.
Yeah, it happens. It's happened to me sometimes at like the A's game. I mean, I remember one time like the World Cup was going on. I'm like, who cares? It's soccer. But like I was at a baseball game and like I swear all the time they kept flashing up on the screen like what was happening with the World Cup. And I'm like, do I care? But a lot of people were getting really excited. So... So yeah, I'm sure you'll find out somewhere during the Giants game. Some information will come leaking through, so it'll be up on the big screen.
Yeah, tomorrow's gonna be a big day in sports.
Goodness, you're gonna be on pins and needles during the baseball game. I'm
rooting
excited
for 2 teams
though.
At once.
That's gonna be awesome. Well, I hope for your sake. I hope Michigan wins. I really do. Cause, yeah, it's always fun to see your team come through. So.
And we will see what happens tomorrow, and we'll talk about it for sure on our next show. Right here, radio.dominican.edu. This is All Sorts of Sports, Showtime and Aquarius signing off. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.
Does anybody have my nachos?
You may stumble, trip up, fall on your face.
Don't hold back.
You think it's time you get up.
Crunch time,
back and sit up. Come on, keep pace.
Don't hold back.
Put apprehension on the back burner. Let it sit. Don't even get it lit.
Don't hold back.
Get involved with the jam. Don't be a prick. Hot chick, be a pick.
Don't hold back. The world is holding back.
The time has come to. Time has come to
push the button.
World, the time has come to
push the button.
World, the time has come to
push the button.
World, my finger is on the button. My finger.